Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where I'm giving you all things follow-up on an interview I just completed. And Trish is our episode that we're discussing today, but I really wanted to give a little bit more of an idea, well-roundedness to what Trish brought to the interview. If anybody has ever stepped foot into creating a new food or bringing a new food to the scene, you will understand the journey that Trish has gone through to create and bring to life this particular product. And it's not an easy task, and it's trial and error. It's, you know, asking for real feedback, and it's stepping into being vulnerable and having people critique stuff, and it's trying it with the public, it's trying it with friends and family, and it's really putting it out there, but having a desire to solve a problem in being able to have something that is available to people that don't have it. And like she said, the stories that she receives about people, their lives that were changed because she created a product that was consumable by them when nothing else was working. And it didn't taste like cardboard. And it didn't taste terrible. And it was actually beneficial for them nutritionally. So I wanted to really kind of think about that as a whole, because she, in the entrepreneurial space, whether she was considering being an entrepreneur at the beginning or, you know, as she was just creating a product that she could consume, you know, around her need for something like this. But in the entrepreneurial struggle, there's so much that is relevant to every single one of us, no matter what our stage is and no matter what our journey is or what we're creating or the problem that we're solving or the solution we're providing. We have so much vulnerability that we have to step into and be willing to kind of grow a thicker skin every time we have a conversation or every time we open the door to being, you know, critiqued on what it is we're doing. Or if we're listening to our audience and getting legitimately honest feedback about what we're providing and what we're doing, that really helps shape and narrow that path towards where we are supposed to be and what we are supposed to be doing. Because I had to do the same thing, and I'm nowhere near creating a product to eat. You know, I'm nowhere near creating something that is in the culinary field. But yet everything else I have tried in the past didn't quite fit just right. And I had to be willing to be open and vulnerable to the feedback or the lack of feedback that I was receiving from my audience and from my mentors and from people that cared about my success, but also were willing to let me know where my shortcomings were or where I could just tweak it a little bit or here are some suggestions and ideas. But we definitely, as entrepreneurs, have to learn how to have that vantage point without taking it personal, because as long as we do, then we're going to stop ourselves from growth. And sometimes the feedback may not be always positive or positively given. Sometimes we get negative feedback, but you know what? That negative feedback is also a learning opportunity if we can switch the lens that we view it from. Sometimes we find out that it may have resonated just fine in the warm market, what we were providing, but it didn't resonate with us or it no longer served us. And so that is also what we have to be in tune with internally in this entrepreneurial space. And there is a time and a place for being able to step forward and saying, no, that is wrong. And I know this is right. It's just not landing with my proper audience. But that's okay, because we will know instinctively, having gone through feedback and listening to feedback and shifting our business and yet still moving forward, we learned how to navigate that response field. And that response field is what's going to make your business great. And it's going to define who you are and what you do, how you present it to the world, where it comes from. But if you don't consistently put it out there in order for the vulnerability to be exposed, to receive that feedback, you cannot have the feedback without exposing vulnerability. You cannot grow your business in the way you want to take it. You can go to a certain level, but you will definitely stall out. And that's the biggest takeaway from Trish's example and Trish's journey that I want everybody to listen to and take in and see how that applies. Many of these podcast interviews is not specifically about the niche that they're in as much as it is about the story that they're providing and how we can take that and relate it to our business and to us. Some of it is for us. Some of it is just great to listen to. And some of it is not for us. But at the same time, we need to know how to check that and see how that pertains to us. So if I ever give you any homework, which I don't plan to, but just, you know, kind of to plant the seed of this thought, is to really listen to these and see what is the underlying message of their journey and their heartache and their struggles and their wins and their successes and their passion, most importantly, their passion for what they do. And listen to all of those and really dive into what specifically that looks like and how that pertains to your business and what takeaways can you have? How can you move your business forward? How can you just, and you can, you know, connect to the bigger, deeper goals that you want to accomplish in your business? That is the coolest thing about learning through stories and learning through others' experiences. And it's become a lost art. Storytelling has become a lost art, but it is resurrecting. And this podcast, the number one underlying goal for this podcast is to bring you those stories so that you can learn and you can listen and you can see how other people have done it and you can relate to the journey that they've had in some way, shape, or form. I appreciate you guys listening to my thoughts and my ramblings. These are so very unscripted. The interviews are unscripted as well, but the interview is intended to be for the journey of the interview guest as it's supposed to come out. And I don't have any preconceived idea of what that is, but I want it to be natural. And the story that is meant to be on air is the one that is going to come out. And I will stir the conversation a little bit with questions as they come to me, as I think of them as we're interviewing. But these little follow-up episodes are really about me connecting to my view of the deeper story, the deeper piece of the journey, the deeper learning opportunity inside those interviews. And I am just so grateful that you jump on and listen. And I encourage you as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a multifaceted, amazing human in all things that you do, to really connect with this tribe of women that consistently come on in interviews and see that we are all in this together. So have a wonderful day, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.